First, I wanted to ask about past lives or reincarnation. Some see this as a punishment or a karmic debt, but others hold that it's the soul's desire for experience or expansion. And I wonder if you would speak to us about that.
And so when in past lives, the tricky part when you're human is that there isn't actually linear time except in this dimension. And so past lives you can debate for or against. Is it an education? Is it a school? Is it a challenge? And what is karma? Is it a debt that you owe? We would like to remind you that it's always about expansion, always about expansion, that there is not a punishment unless you've decided on it for yourself. And karma is not about paying a debt. It's not about getting a perception of being fair, being equaled out. It's about balance. Everything is about balance. And so that which you have explored in one frequency, you would naturally desire to explore the contrast of it and all the frequencies in between. And so the concept of past lives gets really confusing, especially now at this time on Earth with string theory, quantum physics. There's a broader understanding evolving that time isn't the way you've all been perceiving it. And you're becoming aware the way that you exchange information now so quickly. That is a very new paradigm for Earth. And in this paradigm, you will start realizing that even as you do work today with your consciousness, it changed your perception of the past. And so then you would ask, what is the past? What is the future? And the work that you do today with your consciousness definitely evolves your future experience. And so past lives can be very entertaining, very interesting. But we would ask you not to become too focused on them, because it's not a value unless you make it a value. It's not a hindrance unless you make it a hindrance. It's not a burden unless you perceive it that way. So you can look at past lives and see it as a great gift or curiosity. You could seek information from it. You can do with it what you do with all of your life. Through your filters, through your perspective of it, you can have any experience of the concept of past lives. So we would invite you instead to become more fully involved in your life today. Ask the questions that would support you today. And so past lives, we would say, whatever it is that you ask and whatever it is that you receive, that is only a small, small piece of the reality of all that you are. And were very aware that was not the answer you were seeking.
No, it's a great answer. I my next question, it has already been answered. I was curious then if it's necessary to live life after life, but maybe that's not the correct way to look at it. Maybe it's that the soul wants the experience rather than needs the experience.
There's always choice, and yet that's very difficult to understand at this level of consciousness in which you are experiencing yourselves, because you agreed to not remember. You agreed to explore separation. You agreed to a consciousness that was smaller than what is true for you. And so we invite you to remember that the aspect of you that is here in any given moment is not all of you. That there is an expanded version of you, that you are never separate from Source. It's only the perception in these bodies on this planet. And yet there are times that you feel connected to more things. And the one way we like to explain it is, think of the many different roles that you play in life. So when you're here, you're in this room as people seeking information. You're in this room playing with energy and to feel better, coming together with a group. But when you leave here, you go into many different roles. And so sitting in this room, you still have other identities, as sister, as mother, as parent, as child, as teacher, as employee, as entrepreneur, as student, all these different aspects of you, and yet you show up only in one aspect at a time usually, maybe two. But you're always flitting in and out of different paradigms and expressions of yourself and consciousness. And so if you could expand that out exponentially, you would be able to grasp that your experience in any given moment is only a very small part of who and what you really are.
Do we have some say in choosing what our life, our next life will be, or our current life?
Well, today you actually can. You can start pre-paving the experiences you want to have from here. And even though you literally do that at different levels of consciousness, so that you are exploring different setups and realities, and you do it even in this form, you absolutely can do that. The tricky part is for you to remember that it's not your earth personality that picks. It's a higher level of consciousness. There are times in your earth experience when you show up incredibly wise or incredibly brave, and you even surprise yourselves. That is more the truth of who you really are. It's just that you have the sole purpose of expansion decided to set up the challenge of limited consciousness in form, to set up the arena where you would play, where it takes time, the perception of time, even though that's becoming more fluid for you, that you set things up where you could not create quickly, that you would be in a process of creating in form, that it would take great effort and energy and focus to change your thoughts so that you could change your reality and your experience. It is a great adventure. And it is not your personality that chooses that, but a higher level of your being where you can perceive so much more in one purview.
So is that why we might pick a horrific life this time around? Because we have a higher perspective or a different perspective than actually being in that life?
And the perspective, when you're aware that separation is an illusion, when you're aware that you're connected to the whole, you will agree to things that would be very shocking to you, because you can see a larger pattern and you would contribute so that the benefit of the whole. And that is very difficult to see from where you are here. Although you do it in many different versions, you will agree to the pain of having a child, of being pregnant and giving birth. You would agree to the pain of protecting somebody physically, even though it could injure you physically. You would agree to that because you have this perception innately in you that you would put up with discomfort for the good of a larger calling, a larger knowing, the ability to feel protective or expansive or desire. You would put up with the possibility of failure to create something that has not yet existed. You would put up with challenges that happen here on earth to create something that would benefit many, even when it's not understood in the beginning by many. And so you play at that here at a different level. And from the perception of choosing these earth experiences, remember that it's always evolving out, and that at any time you could learn how to change your mind and create a much better experience, no matter what the original setup. Your place of power is in the moment that you are in, and yet you did agree that it would be this challenge and this much energy and this much effort to change. Because in that challenge, in that effort, in that energy, you are expanding creation in ways you cannot yet imagine.